let's open up the committee on, House Committee on Land Use for Tuesday, May 12th, 2009. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 599, which the committee heard testimony on and discussed at a previous meeting. And we identified a need to make a modest adjustment to the bill as it was presented to us. So if I could get staff to just bring us up to date, and then Representative Garrett, you can move your amendment.
Madam Chair, the measure modifies the definition of surface mining to exclude excavation or reprocessing of aggregate material or grading operations from within or adjacent to the highway right-of-way because it's reasonably necessary for the construction, reconstruction, or maintenance of the highway. It applies to all operating permits issued before or after it takes effect, changes the term public transportation facility to highway, and provides a statutory reference. The Dash 2 amendments change the adjacent to the right-of-way so that the Act applies only to within the right-of-way. And we have received both of the financial statements so that there was ready to work if the committee so inclined.
So we have statements that there is no fiscal and no revenue impact. Excellent. That's great. We're in work session, so Representative Garrett.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash A2 amendment to Senate Bill 599, dated May 6, 2009.
Representative Garrett moves the Dash A2 amendment to Senate Bill 599. The amendment is dated May 6, 2009. Discussion on the motion to amend. Representative Clem.
I've decided not to cause any problems and wade into any details on this bill. Yeah, I just thought I want a little discussion.
Okay, great.
That's all I got.
Back to sleep.
Anybody else?
It's got aggregated in the word. I just, you know, you're always looking at me like I'm about to do something terrible at any moment.
We better vote now.
Are there objections to the motion to amend? Seeing none, motion carries. Representative Garrett.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 599A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Garrett moves Senate Bill 599A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you.
Discussion on the motion.
Who needs it worse later?
Objections? Seeing none? Motion carries. Anybody want to carry this, or can we put this on consent?
Give it to
Clem. Consent?
I heard that.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that?
For
to go consent? Any objection? Without objection, place it on the consent calendar. Close the work session. And let's open a public hearing on Senate Bill 191. Ms. Ross? Brief
Madam
summary?
Chair, thanks. Committee, the measure exempts from reclamation requirements lands within the surfaces and contours of surface mines in existence on July 1, 1972, if certain requirements are met. Requires operation under a valid county certificate of exemption at the time a county zoning law ordinance was repealed. Requires that the landowner apply for a certificate of exemption within 90 days of such repeal. Requires automatic approval of the application if no action is taken by the Department of Geology and Minerals within 90 days of filing. Requires erosion stabilization upon completion of mining. Also authorizes the department, that is, Dogami, to allow a surface mining operation that held a valid county operating permit and reclamation plan to continue for no more than 1 year, as long as the operator applies for a permit within 60 days of a zoning ordinance repeal becoming effective. Requires that the operator pay necessary fees and submit a bond or security to the department. Authorizes the department to incorporate any provisions from the county operating permit into the new permit, as long as it adequately protects the public health, safety, and welfare of the environment. Declares an emergency is effective on passage.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have one witness here to testify, Mr. Lynch.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Gary Lynch. I'm the Assistant Director of the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. This is a relatively small bill, but it is truly very important for the state of Oregon. And if I could take a few minutes here, it might help clarify what this bill really does and what the real agenda is. At the time the Mine Land Reclamation Act, the Enabling Act, passed in 1972, certain counties had already established their own mine land reclamation programs and therefore were exempt from the state Mine Land Reclamation Act. And again, in 1984, it was opened up so that any county that wanted their own program could have. Between those two possibilities, three or four counties decided to run their own reclamation programs. Three of those four have given the program back, or four of those five, it may have been five, have given the program back most immediately, generally. Columbia County held on to theirs until recently, as about 2002, if my recollection is correct, they asked us, Dagami, to implement their mine land reclamation program and act as their agent. They still made the final decisions. There's a unique situation here is if Columbia County were to decide they no longer want the program, and everybody's telling me they don't, then, like it or not, we had to accept the program, and it was going to cause a nightmare for us because we were going to have to take valid permits that were written under the Mine Land Reclamation Act of Columbia County and somehow transition those into state mine land reclamation programs. So we immediately went to the Attorney General's office and said, what do we do here? And their advice was, without some sort of transition that spoke directly to what might happen when this came over, we would be in a position of making every operator that had a valid permit in Columbia County now apply and get a new one from the state under totally different conditions, some of which weren't anticipated in ours. We're more stringent in most cases than the county. There's a few instances where we're not, and we need this bill makes that transition seamless. We held public meetings so that the citizens knew and had no opposition identified there. Industry supported it, and the county supported it, as well as other representatives and senators. This is a very important bill to avoid what would become a legal nightmare. I think that this is a very good bill, and it addresses those issues, some of which you mentioned, which was the limited exemption. We stopped accepting limited exemptions, which means grandfathered from the rules, in 1999. Columbia County kept, under certain circumstances, issuing those without a way to deal with that issue, and the committee administrator read some of the problems we would have with that. This would be a lot more work than it deserved to be, and it wouldn't satisfy anybody. And my son's a lawyer, so I say this. It would be a right-to-work law for lawyers, I'm afraid, and there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. But this is an important bill, and I'll leave it at that.
It might save your life someday.
If there are any questions, I'd be happy to accept them. But I would conclude with one of the things we have that Columbia County doesn't have is where there are sites that are exempt from regulation, we do have requirements for those exempt sites, meaning that they have to button the site up properly so there aren't impacts after mining. And again, now I'll leave it at that and accept any questions.
Any questions for our witness? Okay. Seems to be well thought out. Makes sense. Anyone else here who wants to testify on Senate Bill 191?
I could get into a whole bunch of arguments about reclamation. I'm not. I'm just going to drink my Diet Coke.
I just got a copy of testimony from Columbia County. Did other members get it, or do you want it before we go to work session?
Are they opposed?
Did they raise any problems?
No, they say we urge swift passage.
Then let's be swift.
I'm game for that.
To see it from the union currently.
Oh, that was cool.
Close the public hearing. Open a public work session on Senate Bill 191.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Garrett.
Move Senate Bill 191A to the floor to pass recommendation.
I withdraw my motion.
No, it's good.
Okay.
We're just making sure. Okay. Representative Garrett moves Senate Bill 191A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Ms. Ross, find a fiscal and revenue?
There's a minimal fiscal, Madam Chair, and no revenue.
Okay, we're good. Any discussion on the motion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. I'm going to carry this unless our representative from Columbia County would like to, so I will let you know that.
Madam Chair, could we get a copy of the missive from Columbia County just for the bill file?
It's a little love fest, but yes, you.
Thank you.
For your records.
This is so easy.
So I'll assign it to myself unless Representative Whip would like to carry it. Close that work session. Any other business? Seeing none. See you later.